You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 16, Trust the Flow of the Universe. Every Thursday is dedicated to you, the listener. This is when we give you an opportunity to ask your questions or to have your comments heard on the show. Remember, your voice can literally be heard asking your questions or leaving your comments if you use our Audio Boom voice recorder. You can access this by visiting our Audio Boom channel or by visiting us at awakenthehealing.com. On Audio Boom, there is a red button in the top right-hand corner. And on our website, there is a link for the voice recorder on our homepage. Just scroll down and you'll see it. You always have the option to send us an email to questions@awakenthehealing.com. or to contact us through any of our social media sites. We always love hearing from our listeners. Today, I would like to take this time to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank you for sharing, retweeting, liking, following, subscribing, and for telling your friends and family about this show. I really appreciate all that you're doing to help me spread the word. I'd also like to thank Audio Boom for hosting this incredible podcast and for all their help in getting the word out about the show. They've been absolutely phenomenal to work with. I really need all of you, and I couldn't do this without any of you. Thank you so much. Today, I'd like to acknowledge the listeners who have taken the time to tell me how much this show has affected them and their personal lives. There's been quite a few people that have shared these kinds of comments with me, and I don't want to leave anyone out. So I'm just going to say thanks to you all. The important thing is you know who you are. I appreciate all of you who have taken the time to let me know how much you appreciate the show. Thank you for sharing that with me. I want to give a special thanks to Denise LaRosa, the host of Mom Talk. We met in Fort Worth at the podcast conference in August of this year, and she's been reaching out to me to tell me how much she's been inspired by this show. It's helping her to reach out to her moms in a different way. Thank you, Denise, for letting me know how much you appreciate the show and for the invitation to be a guest on yours. I'm really looking forward to it. Today, I want to talk to you about learning how to trust the flow of the universe. As always, Thursday is an inspired show. It's inspired by spirit or taken from the comments and questions that I receive. Yesterday, October 7th, my book, Doors of Light, was released. And that book has sparked a lot of conversation. People who know me more intimately are amazed at my accomplishments. Some of them knew me when I was raising my three children and homeschooling, and others were clients of mine in my natural health business, or even one of my students of modern belly dance. Whoever they are, they all say the same thing. How did you do it, Trinaise? That's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about the things I've done and the things I continue to do. This show is not to brag, because to me that's vanity, and that's certainly not my intention. My intention is to help others understand that I could not have done these things without spirit guiding me all the way. I learned how to follow my inner guidance, and my life is the result of trusting the universe and practicing going with the flow and not against it. I want to share one of my perspectives of life with you. It's just the way I've come to see things from my experience. I've received much of the same conditioning as most Americans. The idea of work harder and faster, keep pushing against the current, and make something happen. I've been an entrepreneur all of my adult life because I had to be. I had to become very creative with making an income while homeschooling my children. And believe me, I've been in tons of businesses, too many to mention. And I could look at all of those business ventures as a failure. But instead, I see them as trial and error. I was trying to find a good fit, but I never found it with most of those business ideas. I had to find my own. Being involved with so many businesses and different opportunities only helped me to define the things that I liked about them and what I didn't like. Those experiences were very good for me, and they did pay the bills and put food on the table. But all of them taught me to fight the flow of the universe. Nothing about them told me to tune into my inner guidance and let it lead me. But that's the way of the world. Is totally an upstream attitude. In this world, we're taught that the more effort you put forth, the more you get in return. That the harder you push, the further you will go. It sounds like salmon, and you know what happens to them when they finally get upstream. But I tried it. I pushed harder. I didn't sleep. I spent more money, and none of it worked for me. As a matter of fact, my health began to fail, and it created a lot of stress in my life. I made the phone calls to hundreds of people and got two new clients. I put thousands of dollars into advertising to only discover that my clients found me on Google. I spent countless dollars on programs that were supposed to help me grow in my business and got very few results. Then I went to the library and borrow some CDs for free. They were called The 17 Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill. And right away, I felt a sense of relief, a sense of peace that none of the other business materials had ever given me. They only seemed to stress me out because they talked about the 100 things you must do in order to become successful. Napoleon Hill, on the other hand, talked about establishing a positive mental attitude. That went right along with what Spear was teaching me. He talked about having a definite purpose and that it had to be more than just acquiring a certain amount of money. That also resonated with me. The book Think and Grow Rich came from these original lectures of the 17 Laws of Success, and many of you know that book. What I'm trying to say is, the more effort I put into things, the more it seemed to slow me down. When I began to listen to Spirit and to Napoleon Hill, things began to go so much smoother for me and with much less effort. I wasn't tired all the time. Things just seemed to begin to fall into place. Many of the lessons that Spirit gave me was about relaxing and letting go. I was being encouraged to enjoy what I was doing and to visualize the success that I wanted to see in my life. And I must be honest with you, visualizations work better at bringing in clients than any amount of advertising that I've ever paid for. It's true. Now, I'm not telling you to stop advertising for your business. But what I am telling you is that some of that stuff is really unnecessary, that you would get more results if you learned how to relax and allow things to happen in their time. I refuse to stress out over things anymore. And in fact, if I start to feel stressed about an idea, then it's time to let that idea go. I've learned how to tune into my inner guidance, so much so that I know when I'm not supposed to be involved with something. It will take my peace. You just have to get to that point where you know. Another problem with this modern day approach to life and business is that people want things to happen overnight. We're willing to pay thousands of dollars to guarantee overnight success. And that's how you get taken advantage of. People will sell you anything because you're impatient and not willing to put the time in. Your business is an entity. You have to think of it this way. It's just like a child. You can't force your children to grow up overnight. And the same is true for your business, whatever it may be. If you nurture it and give it time to grow, then it will grow, as long as you expect it to. Learn to be more patient in your life. This is a key to finding success in all that you do. And most importantly, find your own idea of success. Don't allow someone else's idea to determine what success looks like for you. You have to figure this out for yourself because everybody's success looks different. The only thing that's really important is that you're happy and healthy. Our society has been corrupted by the lust for money and material things. And people do get lots of money and still aren't happy. Because in truth, your spirit has to find joy and purpose in what you're doing. We are so in touch with our physical selves and continue to ignore our deeper self, which is the spirit. That's who you really are. Your life has to satisfy your spiritual needs. And I'm not talking about religion here. I'm talking about the unseen part of you that desires peace, joy, happiness, and love, as opposed to a new car. The crazy thing is, the more you learn to trust the universe to guide you, the more you will begin to satisfy all of your needs. You will receive all of them. You will have your material needs met, and you will receive a deeper spiritual satisfaction in your life. You will have more time to spend with your loved ones because you're not working all the time, and the money will continue to flow in. What we don't realize is that we're continuously creating these negative circumstances in our lives because we believe that we have to create money with effort. The more effort, the more money is how most people think. But that's really not true. In fact, the more effort, the more counterproductive it is vibrationally. It creates a negative ripple that flows through your life experience. That's why people can make millions and still be miserable, and not to mention be in poor health. That's the negative ripple. It would be better for you if you learn how to relax in life and take the time to clarify what you really want. Start visualizing your successes, whatever they may be, and be more patient with getting your results. If you just start enjoying life and letting the universe guide you more, then you will be able to bear witness to what I'm saying to you. You will have your own personal testimony of how powerful this concept really is. Remember, your life is the product of your beliefs, and most times it's your beliefs that are creating your problems. Think of life as a tree. You plant your ideas in the darkness of your consciousness and water them with patience and faith. You continue to believe in their eventual manifestation. Then you just have to give it time. If you plant a fruit tree, it could take anywhere from 2 to 5 years before it begins to bear you fruit. But if you take care of it and allow it to grow, then it will yield you more fruit than you and your entire family could eat. And not only that, it will bear more fruit trees because it reproduces itself. It's about abundance, people. Life in the universe is truly abundant. Life is about patience and trust. Most people never stick around long enough to see their dreams come true. They lose faith and stop believing in their eventual manifestation. We've become a microwave society. We want everything instantly. But just like the microwave, that idea is toxic and begins to create problems in our lives. My life is the product of many years of study, practice, patience, prayer, meditation, and visualizations. My book, Doors of Light, came to me over a 2-year period. Some days were filled with writing and then sometimes nothing for weeks or even months. I had to be patient while Spirit revealed the book to me. I knew I would write this book since I was 19 years old, but at that time, I had no clue of what it would say. It took 25 years to manifest, but now I hold it in my hands. It's my tree. It was a seed in my consciousness, and it has now bloomed into maturity. It has not only fed me and my family spiritually, but it will now feed the world for generations to come. I want to thank you for listening. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.